Hi, this is Judy K. Mozoff, and I'm thrilled to welcome you to November's Show Your Shine podcast. November's podcast is dedicated to communication, and specifically to inner communication dialogue. And what I mean by inner communication dialogue, it's where we actually speak to each other in an open, respectful, and understanding manner, with a common goal of reaching a solution or an end result that is in the best interest of all parties involved. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? It's never about who's right or wrong. That's your ego communicating. This type of thinking doesn't even enter into the picture at this depth of dialogue. Communication guidelines can help you create an environment that promotes and nurtures this depth of dialogue in your personal and your professional life. It's a summer Saturday morning in Minnesota, and it is absolutely gorgeous. I'm in the yard watering my flowers when the phone rings, and it's my sister Jeanette who lives in North Dakota. Judy, I need you. Can you come home now? Mom's in one hospital and Dad's another, and I don't know what to do. I drop everything and catch the next flight out. That evening, I'm seated at this large round table with my brothers and sisters, and it is the first time all seven of us have been together in many years. We need to come together in agreement somehow on what would be the best care and living arrangements for our parents. And we came together dreading the moment. See, we were afraid we would not be able to come to an agreement. We were afraid it would end with arguing about who was right or wrong and end without any solutions. It was out of sheer fear and desperation that my family agreed to try communication guidelines. And the guidelines we decided on were we would present one topic at a time, to be presented in order from oldest to youngest. We would each share how we felt. Only one person was to talk at a time. We were to try to be open and respectful of the person presenting and try to understand where they were coming from. There was to be no judgment or criticism. We would end by taking a vote and the majority would rule. How wonderfully amazing it was to find that we were all on the same page when we openly shared what we thought was the right thing to do and why. We walked out that day united for the first time in many years, and you talk about a feel-good feeling. Yeah. Our communication dialogue has continued through dealing with the loss of both of our parents in 2009, Mom in July and Dad in November. And it is because of our dialogue that we were able to stay strong and united as a family. I would like you to think about how you communicate with your patients, co-workers, colleagues, neighbors, friends, and family. Are you open, respectful, and understanding? My question to you is, are you ready to apply inner communication dialogue and make a difference in your relationships? This is Judy K. Mozoff wishing you an awesome November. Today is a great day to show your shine.